Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
Listeners, and welcome back to Stomp This Way. Today we reviewed a film that's been a long time coming, a film that Dylan has been foaming at the mouth to see. That film is Death Kappa.
Oh yeah, it is.
And it was a great experience for everyone involved.
You know it.
Dylan's lost the ability to speak. I'm not sure he's still with us. Are you okay? It'll be okay, Dylan. The worst is over. The worst
for
is over.
For now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Was it everything I promised?
It was beautiful, Aaron.
It was great.
I'll never be the same.
No, you won't. Well, anyway. All right, well, just a couple of trivia notes.
Very few.
The Kappa suit was originally built for a 2004 film from the same director called Kibakichi.
In America, it's like werewolf something or the other, right?
Sure, I guess.
That's what I read on IMDb, something like werewolf something or the other.
The making of this film was featured on an episode of Nat Geo Amazing.
They had nothing better to cover?
I guess not. I think maybe one of the extras in this movie was a producer of the show or something, so... Sure. And the Japanese version of this film is 6 minutes longer and features an alternate ending in which Kaneko, dressed like a Mothra twin, sings her song to Kappa.
Hmm.
I want that ending.
Oh, goodness.
I don't want the extra 6 minutes, but I want that ending.
Hmm.
But anyway, Dylan, you can tell them the release dates. That's all I got on the box.
Well, it was released direct to video in the United States on July 27th of the year 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It was released in Japanese theaters, though, on November 27th of 2010.
That's right.
Came out after the direct-to-video U.S. release.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Well, we're going to listen to the trailer.
Wow, this is getting going fast.
Yeah, we're just going to get through this. And then we're going to come back, cast and crew, plot summary. Plot's being very kind. And then we'll put Dylan out of his misery. So, see you in a bit.
Nothing you have seen can prepare you for the new Mega Mammoth of motion pictures. A new colossal creature of carnage. Death Kappa. It came from the watery abyss. Is he friend or foe? See an inferno of utter devastation. Tokyo ravaged in a titanic trail of terror. In an epic battle of spectacular violence. Leaving a cavalcade of cataclysmic destruction. Will man's weapons stand a chance before this mastodon of horror? Or will this be the end of our civilization? Can humanity survive the power of Death Kappa? Shot in awesome high-definition terror. It's amazing beyond belief. Fantastic beyond compare. See it for the thrill of a lifetime. See Death Kappa.
All right, we're back. This film is directed by Tomo Haraguchi,
sure.
Written by Masakazu Majita, Tomo Haraguchi, music by Masako Ishii, and effects by Tomo Haraguchi.
No cast?
Oh man, I forgot the cast. Look at me. Look at me. Give me like half a second here.
You lazy piece of junk.
Biscuit eater, right?
Who's in the cast?
Well, it's not really in order on IMDb, but here are the people that it says is in it. Daniel Aguilar.
Who?
Yeah. Matt Ault, who is the narrator. I think he was also the producer for Nat Geo Amazing. Hideaki Anno is in the film at some point, the director or co-director of, you know, Shin Godzilla and the creator of Evangelion and the like. Shigeru Araki, Michelle Ann Dunphy is one of the reporters, I guess. Shinji Higuchi,
also
a filmmaker.
Also worked on Evangelion, right?
Yeah.
And Shin Godzilla.
And Shin Godzilla. Masato Hirata, Mitsuko Hoshi, Ryuki Kitaoka, Mika, the pop star, I'm guessing, probably sang the song that's in the damn movie. Yakan Nabe, Hiroko Sakurai, who is the grandmother who played Fuji, of course, in Ultraman. She's been in Ultraman In and Out for a long time. And then the voice actors that did the American version. Nobody cares.
Anyway.
What is the plot, Dylan?
Plot? Can you call it that?
Sort of. Series of events.
When Kaneko... Conoco Phillips?
What?
When Conoco returns home after failing as a pop star, she witnesses her grandmother killed in a hit and run. Her grandmother's dying wish is for Conoco to protect the Kappa. Soon, she discovers that the Kappa is real and that it enjoys her music. But a strange group of people called the State Guard kidnap Conoco and torture her. The Kappa shows up to save her, but one of the evil goons sets off a nuclear explosion. The radiation fuses the State Guard's trio of fishmen into one giant monster, which proceeds to set Yokohama ablaze. Soon, the Kappa returns, having also mutated into a giant, and engages in battle with the other monster. The Kappa wins, but continues to destroy the devastated city. But Conoco, having also survived the explosion, makes her way to a rooftop and sings her song to calm the Kappa. After she pours water on the Kappa's head dish, the monster is soothed, and it returns to the sea as credits roll.
Ooh, yeah. So this film starts out... Oh, now, wahey, we're not done yet. So this film starts out with Conoco on a train.
No. It starts out with the narrator.
It does start out
with the narrator, doesn't it? This white man speaking Japanese. They made me watch the dub version.
Yes.
But even on the dub version, like, they left the narrator in Japanese for reasons. But he's this white man.
Yeah.
He's speaking Japanese, truly speaking Japanese, giving us the history of the Kappa, I guess. And Dylan is immediately like, no. And then we get a title sequence. And then we see Kongo.
Yeah.
She's on a train by herself.
Yeah. I don't buy her being on a train by herself.
They can't afford the extras, okay? And
she's on her train by herself because apparently this is a remote village or something. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
She's going home. You know, she went to Tokyo or whatever to be an idol, to pop idol.
Failed miserably.
And apparently she didn't make it. So now she's coming back home to her grandmother.
That's right.
And her grandmother...
Who gets smacked by a group of drunk teenagers in a Volkswagen Beetle.
And dies, but her last words are, protect the Kappa.
She's got a bunch of cucumbers also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Kappas love cucumbers. And then weird stuff happens.
Not the only thing that likes cucumbers in this movie. What?
What? So the kids that hit her, like, they're on the beach, and some men and ninjas in black suits, like, attack them, and... One of them, like, gets ripped apart, and the girls get kidnapped, and...
They'll come back, don't worry.
Yeah, but also, Conoco finds a Kappa, a real Kappa. I guess the statue that... Because the kids also hit the statue with
the car. Yeah, and then it falls into a fish tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sea.
Sorry.
The sea.
Yes. The fish tank. And it brings the Kappa to life.
Or something.
I guess he was just dehydrated. And
now he's like
a guy in a turtle suit. He's a ninja turtle.
He's sure.
A cheap ninja turtle.
He's a water goblin.
Okay. Yeah, water goblin.
Allegedly.
Well, he'll even get nunchucks. Whatever. Anyway. And there's an amazing sequence where, you know, she's singing her pop song. You know, we learned that he likes to dance to it, but there's an amazing sequence where it, like, cuts and she's singing her pop song and, like, her friends and the cappers dancing in slow motion. And
it's horrifying.
Playing hide and seek. Glorious filmmaking. Playing hide and seek with the kappa.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
But then, yeah, some evil woman tries to kidnap the kappa.
And then she...
The kappa gets away. Turns out that Kaneko's, like, a master archer.
Or something.
Helps. Yeah.
The kappa gets away. But she gets kidnapped.
And she gets knocked out.
And she gets chained up.
Yeah, she does. Not the first time, probably.
Yeah, and then this movie gets real weird. There's some evil fish people.
This doctor lady that wanted to kidnap the kappa or something, she, like, her grandfather or something came up with some plan to, like, use the kappa's DNA to, like, fuse it with humans and turn them into fish people or something.
And she's rolling her dead grandpa around in a her mummified grandpa around in a wheelchair and
or something.
Something.
She's also wearing, like, thigh-high stockings and garters and, like, a... She's basically just wearing lingerie with a lab coat over it for some reason.
Yeah, she's just on the wrong set. There's also a camera guy in this scene, like, in the frame for
some guy walks in. He's got a whip with him or something, or, you know, he smacks his hand with it, like, repeatedly for about the first 5 minutes of the scene or whatever.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then the fish girls walk in. The girls from earlier, they got turned into fish girls.
Yeah.
And they're also wearing lingerie for some reason.
For reasons, you know.
Wrong set again.
Because. But they start shocking Kaneko.
And then the kappa shows busts up,
through the roof and kicks some butt.
He sumo wrestles him.
Sumo wrestles, yeah, because, you know, they love to sumo wrestle. But in a last-ditch move, like, the
crazy lady...
Sets off a nuclear bomb. And this is about the halfway point of the movie.
Unfortunately.
And this movie, like, takes a total, like, left turn. So now there's a giant monster running around. I guess it's the evil fishman merged into
one giant fish dragon.
And so it's running around rampaging. What do they call it?
Hangulus.
Or something like that. And the military's throwing everything they got at it.
Uh-huh.
And some very, very cheesy sequences.
And it all culminates in a last-ditch effort by the military to use, what is it, the...
Gorgon Death Ray Unit?
Unit.
Or something?
Yeah.
It's an amazing name, which it fails.
Gets blown up.
Then the kappa shows up, and it's got red eyes. It's ticked. It's shooting a Godzilla beam.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And WWE wrestling ensues.
Literal WWE wrestling.
Yeah.
The power lines form like a boxing ring, like a ring. And yeah, and like, I don't know, they beat up on each other. And then at one point he picks up some like a smokestack that turns into nunchucks. And then that gets knocked out of his hand. And the other one gets like a power line tower and breaks it over the cap like you would break a chair over someone in a wrestling match. And then they get
like a oil tanker power plant nearby or something like that. It starts picking up the
oil containers or whatever, sort of tanks or whatever. And they start playing volleyball or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
And
then the cap
goes on for a while.
And then the other monster shoots one of them and it blows up.
Yeah. Well, he shoots his fire and then the cap just kind of like pushes its fire back into it and
explode.
A classic Ultraman C4 explosion. And I mean, it's amazing.
And then the kappa is still pissed, so he just wrecks everything.
Yeah, it's like the end of Godzilla 2000, where Godzilla just, you know, after defeating Oria, just
destroys
lays waste
the
to
whole
the
town.
Kind of like that, only, you know, parodied.
But horrible.
But then Kaneko is also still alive.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And she's on a rooftop.
And so she comes out and turns into a doll.
She starts singing and calms him down. And then she pours water on his little hard plate on his head. And it turns him back to normal. It calms him down. And then he
goes
back to the sea. And the end.
Thank God it's
over. Question mark.
Question mark.
It's an amazing movie. It truly is.
It's a movie.
So yeah, that's the film.
Yeah.
So it's a parody. Was it a good parody?
This is a film.
It's something to behold.
Yeah, I mean, it's a parody. I'll go ahead and say, I get a few chuckles out of it. Towards the end, there's some kind of laugh moments where they just go so, like, stupid. I mean, it's a full-on parody, you know, with everyone's
I laughed super more goofy. During the first half just because of how...
In shock you were.
In shock I was, I think, that some things were happening.
Yeah.
But once the second half started, I was just like...
You were over it?
I was like in total awe. I was dumbfounded, completely silent. I was like,
What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's some funny bits. Like, I think, you know, when after the Kappa shows up, and then, you know, when we just cut to, like, the... montage of them dancing with the Kappa and playing hide and seek. That was kind of funny.
That was the one really funny part.
towards the end, like, when the reporter, like, just turns into a plastic toy on fire. And,
that was...
You know, I think there's a few funny bits, but yeah, I mean, it does lose steam pretty fast.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Great creature design.
Well, you have the Kappa.
Yes.
It's, like I said, poor man's Ninja Turtle.
A very poor man's.
Face looks creepy.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a kind of like a Kappa, like a traditional Kappa, just, you know, a guy in a suit. It's got the hard plate on his head. It's got, like, the beak with the sharp teeth. He's got, like, a beer belly going on. He's got a turtle shell on his back. Kind of a pale green color. Then when he turns giant, his eyes turn red, and he gets a Godzilla blue heat beam.
He looks like a... Old Lady Goblin.
Old Lady Gremlin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have...
The Fishman.
The Fishman, which
if you've ever seen Abe Sapien from...
The creature, or the creature from the Black Lagoon.
It's like that, but way worse.
But they merge into... What did we say his name was again?
Like Hangulus or something.
Hangulus or whatever.
It's like a giant fish dragon.
Yeah. It kind of has a Titanosaurus
tail. It's like Magikarp, but... If it was a biped.
And a guy in a suit.
And had a tail.
It has a kind of a Titanosaurus tail and a with the fan and everything. And
looks like a Japanese koi turned into a dragon.
It breathes fire, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I guess that's all the creatures. Yeah,
and then Kappa gets big, but he just has red eyes. After I mean, nothing different.
And the effects, intentionally really bad.
Oh, they're garbage.
Oh, they're horrible.
I mean, again, it's a parody, so they're going to show you, like, the cheap toy helicopter with the strings and the planes with the strings and the cheap tanks that just shoot firecrackers out of the cannons. And
horrible matting.
Yeah, horrible matting and
green screen. But it meant to be horrible.
Yes, it's meant to be horrible, so.
That nuclear explosion.
They did like the classic, you know, upside down oil effect that, you know, we've seen done in a couple of the Showa era Godzilla movies, but then they kind of CGI'd it up too.
It
doesn't look good.
No.
and then there's a couple scenes where some people are standing in front of like screens and stuff's playing behind them, and then it cuts horribly and those people turn into dolls and get crushed. God, they use dolls.
It's funny.
Kaneko turns into a doll standing on top of the rooftop.
Yeah.
The reporter turns into a plastic doll that's on fire. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is incredible.
But a score?
It's something.
That pop song. What do you think about that pop song?
Yeah. It's here.
It
exists.
Is there a reason she failed as a pop idol?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But the Kappa likes it.
But the Kappa likes it.
It's a good thing.
And then the rest of the score is just kind of like a generic what you'd hear from an old monster movie.
But worse.
But obviously parodied. The theme or the music they play when they're doing like their giant monster battle at the end is pretty incredible.
It's something.
It felt like a really, 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 really horrible episode of, like, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But still worse, because that movie, that show came out in the 90s. That was based on an older Japanese show.
Dylan said, and I quote, "I feel like this is every episode of Ultraman."
Wow.
And we almost had to throw hands.
You can't tell me it's not close. Ultraman might be better.
Ultraman's
but it's close.
Way better. Ultraman is way better.
It's way better.
But like, just like the plot.
Well,
they actually have
Ultraman,
good
like
plot.
Especially like the older ones. Like each episode has its own little individual like parable they're trying to tell. It's
better.
It's better put together. Final thoughts.
And Andrew.
Andrew.
Well, this movie is something to behold. It's a film. It's not a good film by any stretch of the imagination. The effects are bad, and it's intentionally bad, but still, they're really bad. And the score in this it's a score, it's there. And acting, it's what you expect from a parody movie. Actors, they just say their lines and try to make it funny sometimes. And you know the monsters, they look interesting. Kappa looks like a regular Kappa but cheaper. Mm-hmm. And the Hangless, he looks like a big fish dragon. He kind of looks like Gyarados in Pokemon, but with arms and legs. Yeah, you know. And I think I'm done. Give this movie an F.
An F. Gotta dig out the sound effect. Dylan, how about you?
Hopefully it's still there.
Yeah, it's still
there. Because you're gonna need it.
It's there somewhere.
This movie's horrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad. Mm. Oh, it's real bad.
It's real bad.
Oh, it's real, real, real bad.
Yeah.
What did I witness? I need you to explain to me what I witnessed.
Art.
Art.
In its finest form.
I don't even know what happens in this movie. Some chick finds a weird turtle guy and he turns big after blowing up, and the three fish guys turn to a fish dragon and they destroy the city, and then they get a laser and try to blow it up and that doesn't work, and then the turtle guy is big, and then they wrestle and they use freaking WWE moves on each other, and it's what the heck? Oh god. I know the effects are supposed to be intentionally bad, but they're atrocious. I know that this movie's supposed to be a parody, but I lost. I don't know that I ever truly laughed at whether or not it was funny, or if I just laughed because of the sheer shock of what was happening. Like, the friends of this pop star and the Kappa, like, slow-mo dancing and playing hide-and-seek and stuff. And I don't even know. I'm at a loss for words. It was, it's bad. But at the same time, one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I don't know how I'll ever be the same. I probably won't. The score is like a generic monster movie, but somehow way worse. It's a bad movie. It's definitely an F. The monsters and the fight make out at one point. They're like literally eating each other's lips.
Yes, they do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. This is a parody film, like we stated.
But is it a good parody?
I get a few chuckles out of it. With some of the things they do, but I agree. Large stretches of this movie are painful to sit through. Maybe there's a lot of cultural jokes we just go over our heads. I don't know, but I can't salvage enough good moments out of it to avoid giving it an F as well.
I think, like, if you wanted to compare this to, like, the other really big parody movie that I guess we've done two, but Monster X Strikes Back, Attack the G8 Summit. It's funny seeing like these, like, you know, caricatures of these politicians doing stupid things. Yeah. That's one of the redeeming factors of that.
Yeah.
I
didn't really have that entertaining. Like, there were a couple of actually decent jokes in Monster X Strikes Back. I feel like that's kind of lacking here. And then what was the other one? Notzilla.
Now that was a film.
One was entertaining enough to give, well, I think we both all gave it like around a B or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is bad. It's an F. It's bad. I'm not going to lie to you.
This might be one of the worst things I've ever sat through in my life.
At one point, I would have said it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
But then you saw Oasis of the Zombies.
Then I saw Oasis of the Zombies, and I was mortified.
This is up there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely top five.
Going through that mammoth book of 500 slashers, I've seen some things
you'll never unsee.
Really wish I could unsee, but yeah, this is for most people probably one of the worst movies they'll ever watch. Yeah, for sure.
It's up there. It's probably in the top five of worst things I've seen. We've still got a lot of movies to go in that book over there, so we'll find out how much worse it can get. But, spoiler alert, it can get worse.
It can get worse.
Oh, we tried to sit down and watch one movie in that book one day. Mm-hmm. And we got like 2 minutes into it, and Aaron's like, I just can't. I just can't do it.
I think Andrew and I went back and watched it later, but it was bad.
We watched the Nail Gun Massacre.
The Nail Gun Massacre, that one was bad.
The Microwave Massacre.
That one was bad. Driller Killer was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Anyway, we're way off topic.
Let's
just get this over with. I got better things to do.
We got basketball to watch.
Basketball. The game six of the NBA Finals. Could it be the last game?
We'll find out.
But anyway, coming up, we got Tremors 2.
Yeah.
And then some other movies. Yeah, I looked at it the other day. It's bad. I'm not going to lie to Dylan. The next couple months are going to be rough. Dylan, what about our other podcast? Is it a little bit smoother ride?
By this standards, absolutely.
By these standards, yes.
Over there, we are in the midst of the Halloween franchise, so we just finished up an episode over, I believe, Halloween 4. Next episode you'll be hearing should probably be over Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. We got some other things planned out for the rest of this year, so if you're interested in checking that out, or you want to hear us talk about something other than horrible giant monster movies that we're watching over the next few months, you can listen to that. It's Movies Don't Create Psychos, should be available on most major podcatching services. You want to know if a movie can create psychos? This one might have.
This one might. Well, maybe we need to switch around the titles. But yeah, as far as this podcast goes, you can always contact us at stompthisway1954@gmail.com.
That is right. If you want to follow us on our social medias, we'll be up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Stomp This Way on all those platforms. Make sure you give us a like or follow. Be sure to tell your friends about us.
That's right. We also have a website. Andrew, where can they find that?
Well, they can find that website at www.stompthisway.podbean.com.
That is a true statement. That is a true statement.
That's right. Over there, you know, since I don't know what the schedule is, you can go look for it yourself.
That is an option. That is an option.
Yeah.
See what we're watching in the next few weeks. What else can they do over there?
You can also look at greats for previous films listed on that, their schedule, backlogged episodes, whatever news Aaron's decide to keep us updated with, and, you know, the rankings of those three franchises.
Yeah, which I still haven't published the King Kong rankings, but I will get to do that. I will get around to doing that soon-ish.
Sure.
But anyway, I think that's all we got for this week. Again, next week, Tremors 2, whatever the subtitle is. And as always, I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dylan. And I guess we'll see you next week.